Hello.
Hi there, Angie. You okay?
Guy, can you hear me any better?
I can hear you crystal clear. Do you know what I think it was? We've got wireless headsets in the office, and I think my battery was literally just running out. So I think it was actually my headset rather than your signal.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so you said it was Red Hue, weren't it?
Uh-huh.
And did you say hostel?
Red Hue Hostel, yeah, I think it's yeah.
I can see one saying Red Hue Adolescent Unit in Kilburnie. Is that the
place? That's it.
Yeah. Perfect, no worries, yeah. And how long was you there for?
Just tell us about 16.
So you was about 16, yeah. So you was there for the full 3 years?
Yeah.
So 1982 till around 85, roughly.
Yeah. No, I was supposed to get out after 6 months, but I did get out after 6 months, but I ended up getting put back in.
Right, I see. Yeah, so you did have a brief spin out, and then you ended up back in there.
Yeah.
No worries. So could you just explain a little bit about just kind of what abuse you did experience at the time when you was there?
Well, one of the staff had been abusing a couple of the young boys.
Yeah.
And I found out about it, but he ended up knew that I knew. So when he could get me in private, I used to get hot off him.
The young boys, right. So was he sexually abusing the young boys, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously when you found out, you kind of kicked off with him and then he started beating you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And like, so you did you try to report it, or did you like just like did he just?
No, I never reported it. No, never.
Of course. And but just say like when he kind of got an inkling that you found out, he started to obviously hate you as well.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Just one moment, sorry. And forgive me obviously for asking this last, but is there anything else that you can remember at the time that you would like me to write? Because everything will just kind of strengthen the case, you know, when we do write it.
Well, basically, whenever he could get me online, it's quite a few times.
Who's not sorry?
It was quite a few times. It's just when he could get me on my own.
Yeah. So it's like literally whenever he managed to get you on your own.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry for that as well. Like you say, managed to get this was obviously.
I had heard that he got 10 years in the jail for some one, two of the boys or some maybe reported it and he ended I think he got 10 years.
But yeah, okay. Do you know what his name was?
Stuart Burgess.
Yeah, so like you say, obviously it's horrible as well to think what, not only what, obviously, you know, what you're doing, but also the little boys as well, what he's doing to them is terrible, isn't it?
Yep.
Just one moment, sorry, because I do just need to kind of write this up in a way that, you know, like you kind of wrote a statement as well, so. Is there anything else that you can think of at all that you'd like me to put in here? Was there any times where, like, they'd stop you from eating meals or they'd restrain you or even, like, assist you to the showers or anything like that?
No, it was just whenever he could get me on my own, basically, because we also had my meals in the hall and stuff like that and things, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was like a girl and boys unit, it was like one girls unit and like two kind of boys separate units.
Yeah, no, of course. No worries. So like I said, to be completely honest, that's what you told me there, that... you know, I won't really need to ask you anything more in regards to that side of things now. So thank you for obviously taking the time and discussing that with me. I do just want you to know as well that when we make these claims, it's not like we're just clutching at straws or anything like that, you know, providing you have experienced some form of abuse, which from you telling me this right now, I can obviously, you already have done, then we will be looking at getting you, you know, a refund back. I mean, the average refund at the moment is somewhere between, on average, £42,000 to £68,000. Now, obviously, I know no money is obviously compensation for what you've had to go through, anything like that. But obviously, there is quite a lot of money that is being paid out to people for this at the moment.
Yeah.
So I just need to make sure that the details that obviously we do have down are correct. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of like terminal illness or anything like that at the moment.
Yeah. I'm bipolar.
Yeah, no, of course, that's fine. But you don't suffer from any, like, terminal illness at the moment, like cancer or anything like that, for example?
No.
No, perfect, no worries.
Not that I know of it, anyway. Well.
Yeah, that's it, I'm glad to hear you know as well. And just, sorry, I'm just making sure that I've got all of the details down correctly as well, so just... Did you have any siblings who was also put in, like, to care or the school or anything like that at the time, or...?
No.
Perfect, no worries. Would you also just need to add, on for yourself, a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you during this time, then obviously, touch wood as well, but if anything was to happen to you, then they would receive this money. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
But do you need to say that again, sorry?
So it's just obviously these cases do take around 12 months. Now, obviously, touch wood, I hope nothing does happen to you during that time. But if something was to happen to you and you was to, like, pass away during the time of this case, then it's just somebody that was obviously to receive, they'd actually receive the money that you was going to. Who would you like us to obviously put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
Oh, God, I don't know my daughter for Grace. Just moved. I've got
no,
a care.
No, you've got a name and a...
I've got
your daughter's name and maybe a contact number.
It's Megan McGay. Hold on 2 seconds. I just need to...
Yeah?
Oh, God, no, she's changed her number. I don't even have that right. So I've got a carer, Kevin Wallace. I'll put him down.
Right, okay, just one moment. And do you know Kevin's contact number?
Oh, he's not got a phone at the moment.
No worries. What I can do if you want is I'll just put Megan's name down for now and just put your contact number down. I mean, hopefully nothing's going to be happening to you anyway, you know, over the next 12 months. But, like, you can just provide that at a later date if needs be, you know, with a contact number. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So... Like I said, I have got all of the details that I need from yourself in order to process with this claim. All we do need now, basically, is just a proof of ID, so like a picture of a passport or a driver's license or something like that, and also just a proof of address as well, so like a utility bill or something. Would you have them to hand at the moment?
No, I'm
good at the moment. Right, because... So, do you have, like, a picture of a passport or a driver's licence or something?
I don't know where they are at the moment. I need to leave them out.
Right, okay. If you've not got an ID, we can use three different proof of addresses. You know, if you've got, like, a few letters to hand at the moment. Do you just need to be dated within the last 3 months?
Right, I've got one here. It's actually... prosecutor fiscal service. So if I take a picture of that and do what?
What's the date on it? How old is it, the letter?
23rd of January.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
Basically, if you could just send over a picture of that letter, and we would need another two letters as well, but if you just send that one for now, and then I can make sure it's okay, and then you can look for another one if you like.
Right, so I've got that, and I've also got a letter from the job centre.
So, and is that within the last three...
That's today, I just got this one, actually.
Oh, brilliant. And then if you've got literally just one more letter as well that's dated in the last 3 months.
Yeah, I'll find something.
Yeah, thank you. Whilst you're getting them, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a form loaded for you to sign that will basically then the claim, you know, we can start doing the claim from there for you.
Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh,
don't worry. I just muted the microphone, is all. I'm just trying to send a form out for you as well. You're going to get a text in a moment from me. Just ignore that for now whilst you're sending these, because... So, only two. You just take the pictures of them beforehand. Just make sure you get a picture of the full page. Then you can just send them all at once on WhatsApp.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, no worries, no rush.
Oh no, I was talking to my pal there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, mate, you want me to take these pictures now?
Yeah, so if you can take them now, I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp.
Right.
And then you just send them over on WhatsApp, I can get... Basically, all we need is... three proof of addresses for you to sign that form, and we'll begin the investigation straight away for you from then.
Right, okay. I'll just need to go and look for another letter.
Yeah. No worries. I mean, if you know where you like a proof of ID is, we could use that as well. But if you don't know where that is, then we would just need one more letter.
Right. I'll find one in a minute once we come off the phone.
Right, no worries. Well, what I can do, if you want, is I'll put the phone down for now, and then if you can just, as soon as I receive them back, if it's like the next, like, 5 or 10 minutes, I'll give you a call back straight away, okay?
Right, okay, that's great.
Perfect. No worries. I'll speak to you shortly, then. Thank you.
Right, okay, thanks.
Just bye.